In Matthew 8:17 in the King James. In fact, let's read verse 16 too. When the evening was come, they brought unto Jesus many that were possessed or demonized with demons or devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Now, how many did he heal? All. And how did he cast out those spirits? With the word. He commanded them to leave, and they left. Now then, why did the demons have to obey him? Did he have any sin in his life? No, he was sinless. If Jesus was sinless, and we realize he's made us sinless, if we don't have any sin in our life, when we command a demon to leave, it's got to leave us too. And so when that feeling begins to come in the back of your hand or anywhere else in your body, you have to take authority over it and command it to leave in the name of Jesus. Don't yield to it. Because it says here that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, Jesus, took my infirmities and bare my sickness. Now, if Jesus done that for me on the cross, the King doesn't want me and you to be sick. He doesn't want you and me to sin under the new covenant. He wants you and me to realize he's bore your sin and removed your sickness. Is that what that says? Now, look at that again. Verse 17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. Now, in Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, and this is what they said. Himself, of course, who is himself? That's Jesus. Jesus took our infirmities, our sins, and he bore our sickness. If Jesus bore my sickness and took away my sin, then why in the world would I, as a Southern Baptist, go through life saying, I'm just an unworthy sinner saved by grace. I sin every day. There's no way I can go through life without sinning. Why do I make a statement like that? I've heard it from the pulpit too many times. I don't want to hear it no more. I want to hear what the Word says. The Word says he bore my infirmities, so I shouldn't have any infirmities. He took it away. He removed my sickness, so I shouldn't have any sickness. So whenever God tests me, whenever the enemy sends in me, says, go over and put some hurt on Thurman today. I want to see how he's going to make it. Somebody says, God would never do that to me. Oh, yes, he will. If you hadn't realized, God's in the testing business. You go back in the Old Testament, and what was the first thing? What is the first thing on this earth God did after he made the earth? What did he do? Make a man and a woman, right? And then he gave them a test. Did he not? He gave them a test. And he said, if you fail the test, what's going to happen to you? You're going to die. Is that what he said? Did they pass the test? Oh, they missed it, didn't they? They kind of dumb just like you and me, huh? Is that sad? No, we're human beings just like they were, aren't we? Isn't that sad? But at least I think we ought to believe the Word. If God said in his Word that I took your infirmities and I bore your sickness, then goodness gracious alive, why do I want to be sick? Here's the thing that took me forever to understand this, that if any kind of a problem begins to come up on me, there is some kind of a sin. Because that scripture we read in 1 John 5:18, the enemy, if I do not sin, what can he do to me? Nothing. I mean, it's written. So I tell him where to go to get out of my life. Now then, if some kind of pain persists in my body, and I command it to leave and it doesn't leave, then I need to say, Lord, maybe I don't know what I've done, but Lord, I repent. I repent. Whatever sins I have committed, I repent. Well, let me tell you what kills most men that say they're Christians. I want to take you to John 15:2, and I want to show you a verse that almost nobody believes. I've read this 100 times, and I didn't believe it until God spoke to me one day and told me it meant what it said. He had killed a man that I prayed for, and this was the sin he had committed. Look what it says. This is in the NLT. He cuts off every branch that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. Now then, let's look at it in the King James. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch, how many? Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, God takes it away. You know, I know a lot of men in my life that profess to be Christians. They won't go to church. Send their wife and kids to church. I ain't got time to go to church. I'm going to lake. We as men, we're kind of stupid. You know that? Y'all realize that? I'm talking about me now, guys, but I've been stupid in my life But I'm now beginning to get smart. I'm beginning to read this book and believe it. Let's go back to Mark 16, verse 15 and 16, and let's see what he told us to do. And Jesus said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, is he talking just to preachers there? No, he's talking to everybody. If you are a son of God, somebody said, but I'm a child of God, but God didn't tell me to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Yes, he did. Your world may be limited to the block that you live on. But in that block, you're supposed to be talking to people about Jesus, right? And how many of us don't do that? I think about how merciful God was with me. I got saved at 11 in a Baptist church. I got saved at age 11 for 25 years. You know how long that is? For 25 years, I didn't lead a single person into the kingdom of God. I thought the preachers are supposed to do that. I hardly ever even read the Bible. I didn't know nothing about it. But how much fruit did I produce? Zero. Now you talk about a merciful God? Let me tell you. Let's say you come to work for me. And let's say you work for me for 5 years. And you're the best employee I ever had. I mean, you're good. You're on time. You're never late. You never go home early. You are super. And so after 5 years, I said, wow, I'm going to give you a 2 weeks paid vacation. So I give you 2 weeks paid vacation. And you call me and say, hey, Thurman, those 2 weeks paid vacation were so nice, I think I'll just take two more. Send my paycheck to the house. I tell you, okay, you have been an extremely good employee. So, okay, for one time, I'll give you another 2 weeks and send you two more weeks paid to the house. Now, that would be some grace, wouldn't it? But after that 2 weeks, you say, I love them 2 weeks, so just send two more back home. I ain't coming back to work. You ain't producing no fruit for me whatsoever. Guess what I'm going to do to you? I'm going to cut you off. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? Do you know anybody that would keep paying you? I don't know nobody. But God does, doesn't he? 25 years he's let me go, and I produced zero fruit for his kingdom. He could have cut me off anywhere back there. Because was I producing fruit? No. But he had a plan for me in the future that he knew I was going to yield to him and I was going to produce much fruit in the kingdom. And so he was merciful to me and let me live. What if he knows you ain't going to produce fruit? Well, this is why so many men are sick and afflicted and die early, right here. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's for every one of us. And some of us have, and I wouldn't dare ask you to hold up your hand if you've led anybody to Jesus in the last 30 days. Some of you say, you would have been like me. I hadn't led anybody to Jesus in 25 years. That's not what he said. He said, go in and preach the gospel. Everybody. Tell them about me. Be an example. Where you work. But Lord, they tell me I can't talk about Jesus. He said, I'm the boss, not them. Who are you going to obey? Me or them? Well, see, that's what's wrong with us in the church today. We are not declaring his promises, and so he's not showing up for us when we pray. We think we can slither in there with the world, and then it ain't going to make us sick. But then when we get sick, we don't understand why. Let me tell you, God has spoken to me many times and told me that men especially, I guess it's because he put men in charge of the family. We are supposed to be in charge of the family. Do y'all, guys, how many of you men in here know that you're supposed to be the spiritual leader of your home? You know that? Because God is going to hold you responsible. And if you don't do that, I guarantee down the line somewhere it's going to bring sickness and disease on your life. I think about when I was up in somewhere up in the north. I went up there to an Assembly of God church and spoke a few nights. And this deacon of the church, he wanted me to go home with him one night and spend a night with him because he wanted me to pray over his little handicapped daughter. So I went over there, and when I was there that night praying over this little girl, two women came in. And he said, Thurman, these are my neighbors. They live down the street. This is Ruth and Lisa. And I said, you girls Christians? Yes. I said, you go to church? Ruth said, well, sometimes, not very much. I said, Lisa, are you a Christian? Yes. You go to church? No, I don't ever go to church. I said, would you girls share with me your medical history? What a strange question to ask two Christian girls, huh? They said, our medical history? What makes you think we have a medical history? I said you were Christians and you're producing no fruit for the kingdom of God. I said, you got a medical history, I guarantee. I said, God disciplines his children with sickness and pain. What? I said, yeah. I never heard of such a thing. Let me take you to that verse. Let's go to Job 33, starting with verse 14. We'll use the NLT. For God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. you're out of church. A man says, hey, brother, how you doing, brother? Hadn't seen you in church in 3 or 4 weeks. What's wrong? Oh, I've been busy. I've been out with my boat at the lake. Well, you need to get in church. Well, I will, Thurman, when I get time. But he never gets time. God sent one of his sons to tell you he wants you back in church, right? Does God speak to us through human beings? Absolutely. He sends people, and we don't even know he's sending us. So it says God speaks to us again and again. He doesn't just speak one time. He'll send maybe over the next few months, he'll send several people to talk to you. And hopefully he'll get through to you and you'll start going back to church on normal condition. But he says God speaks to us again and again, though we do not recognize it. We don't realize it's God talking through another human being. He speaks in dreams. Okay, if you don't get your attention with people, he'll send some dreams. Some people write me letters and say, you know, I've been having terrifying dreams for the last 2 years. I said, God's trying to get your attention. You're not doing what he wants you to do. He speaks in dreams and visions of the night when deep sleep falls on people as they lie in bed. He whispers in their ear and terrifies them with his warnings. He does what? God terrifies you with warnings? Woo! I mean, you may see yourself walking to the edge and you fall off into a pit of fire. He's trying to terrify you, telling you where you're headed ain't where you need to be going. Who's doing this? God. He loves you. He don't want you to go the wrong path. Then, out of all this, he causes them to change their minds. He keeps them from pride. He keeps them from the grave, from crossing over the river of death. God doesn't want you to cross the river of death at a young age. He wants you to live out a long, healthy life. Do you believe that? I do. I believe that God wants each one. I believe it gives him great blessing if we will obey him and live to be an old, healthy man and produce lots of fruit during our whole life. He says there, or God disciplines people with sickness and pain. Wait, what? Who does that? God disciplines people with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in their bones. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like ceaseless aching in my bones, do you? And who's to say he's doing that to me? The scripture says God's doing it, right? I mean, that's the way I read it.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled, Our Goal is Not to Sin Again, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.